Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge. Welcome to 2014. How are we doing out there today? Go ahead and type in your 2014 New Year's resolution, at least one of them, if you have some. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know that you can hear me okay. And it is such a pleasure to be with you today. And I'm so excited about 2014. We've got a better than phenomenal training schedule for you for 2014 for those of you that are Inner Circle members. And we also have guests on the line today. And I want you to go ahead and practice your typing in. There is a little bar there that says questions for staff. So why don't you just type in one New Year's resolution and let's see what you got here, what you're thinking about this 2014, this new year. Okay, so you guys are obviously hearing me because I'm seeing your responses here. Okay, and I want to let you all know that we also have some special guests today. One of the things that we're going to do that's new in 2014 is we're going to have our Inner Circle coaches join me on the Inner Circle webcast every week. And let me just go over here and see if I can find some of these guys. Let's see, Mr. John Browning. I know we probably won't want to talk to Rick because he's a little bit under the weather. So is John Browning on the line?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, boss?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Ready to go out in this cold weather.
Woo! Well, glad to have you on here today, and a little while later I'm going to have you give us a little feedback. And one of the reasons I wanted to have some of our coaches on is because a lot of their pod members are on here, and I want them to see what it is that you're typing in. I want them to see your questions, and also we're going to take this material, we're going to flesh it out in our small group pods. What about Mr. Rick Jones? Is he out there somewhere? Let me unmute him. Hey, Rick, how are you, sir? You feeling better?
I'm doing fine, Howard.
Okay, well, you sound a little bit better than yesterday. Welcome.
Well, I brought back some of that Alabama drinking water, so that's clearing things up.
There you go. Hey, it's cool and sweet, isn't it?
You got it, buddy.
All right, and how about Mr. Santiago Man Arango Man? I bet he can unmute himself if he's on. You know what? He may not be on here. Because I think he may have something that came up that he's got to do. But anyway, we all know Santiago Man. If you don't know Santiago Man, you got to know Santiago Man. He's my right-hand man. So let's see. And let me check this webcam here. Now, I didn't test this, so it might be a little scary. See if it's going to work here. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. All right, let's see here. Some of the New Year's resolutions that we have here. And by the way, what we're going to do today is I'm going to talk to you about what we call GPS, goals, plans, and systems. We're going to talk a lot about goals today, a little bit about plans, a little bit about systems, and then I'm going to share with you our learning track for the next several weeks. We're going to focus on GPS, getting organized and those kinds of things, really setting those goals and developing that goal system and getting your business plan done over the next few weeks and really understanding the systems. We're going to build a really strong foundation. Then we're going to move into leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration, and those kinds of things. Now, let me, Rick, I'm going to go ahead and mute you so that in case you need to do anything there. And I think John has his own controls there. All right, so let's see here. Some of what I'm seeing, get my life organized, awesome. Quit smoking, even better. Stay organized, good. Minimum 25% profit on jobs, excellent, Chris, to become more organized. Get on the phone more, okay, good. Stay focused, keep the systems going, excellent. 50% growth, all right, Clint. Let's see. Build relationships with referral sources. All right. Good. Neil says, come to Denver to warm up. No, just meet me in the Cayman Islands, okay? All right, which that's going to be a fun trip. David, oh, you got to love this one. Be the best servant leader I can be. All right, Terry, be turnkey by December 14, 2014. This is the year. You got less than 12 months, girlfriend. All right, lose some weight. Okay, cast a vision that lands. All right, I got to hear from Tim what that means after a while, because we get to talk here before too long. Let's see, survive 2014, maybe knock one out of the park, go Cubs. Okay, all right, take more time to relax. Okay, this is good. Somebody said no resolutions, just a list of aggressive goals, and then a number of things there. All right, there's a whole bunch of them there. I'm glad you typed them in. Those of you that are members, we're going to really pay attention to those as we coach you throughout the year. And again, welcome to all of you who are guests with us today. I hope you enjoy the program. I know that you will. And by the way, we're going to have a very special offer if you're not an Inner Circle member. Inner Circle members is kind of difficult for me. I love to give you guys stuff, but you have everything. We just make everything available to our Inner Circle members, so it makes it a little bit hard. But those of you that are not Inner Circle coaching members yet, we want to invite you to the next conference, which is February 6th through 8th. It's called the 2014 Secrets of a Phenomenal Business Conference. It's going to have Michael Gerber, who is the author of The E-Myth, the book that changed my life, and Inc. magazine called him the world's number one small business guru. He's world famous, and there is no more compelling message for small business owners than the one that Michael Gerber has. Also, myself and international marketing expert David Fry will be teaching you the ultimate marketing systems. We're going to plan our business for phenomenal success. Again, it's February 6th through 8th in Houston. And if you have a service business, we're going to take an optional tour of my high-end, multi-million-dollar turnkey business. All right, so let's get to today's subject. I've got some bad news for you. And that bad news is this, is that statistics show, and this comes from statisticbrain.com, the bad news is that when it comes to New Year's resolutions, 49% have infrequent success with their New Year's resolutions. 24% never succeed or they fail on their resolution each year. And really the reason is that it's not a resolution at all. How many of you know that really to reach your goals, it's going to take a life change? See, we get inspired for some reason, and we believe in inspiration, but inspiration, real true inspiration, is life change, where you really have hope coming from the inside. You really understand that you can, and I'm going to get into some of that a little bit later. But we have a little downtime, or you know, I guess it's just a tradition. I don't know, but we all feel it. I feel it. I mean, when the new year comes, man, I'm excited and I'm ready to go. And man, I've just done tons of planning over the last few weeks, and I've got new goals, big goals, and I'm just fired up. But somehow by Valentine's Day, what happened to all those goals? What happened to those dreams? What happened to that energy? And so we're going to talk some about that, because that's the bad news, is that only 27%, according to this particular survey, which I was surprised it was even that high, have a success rate with New Year's resolutions. Now, one of the things that you want to understand is that you've got to have a goals system. Zig Ziglar talks about having a goal system. We'll talk about that just a little bit today. And only, according to their research, only 3% of the population have a goals and personal development system. And those happen to be the 3% that make the most money, have the best relationships, and they're winning in life. And now there is some good news, and the good news is, or the better news is that people who explicitly make resolutions are 10 times more likely to attain their goals than people who don't explicitly make resolutions. In fact, Zig Ziglar says, a goal properly set is halfway reached. And I think the key there is properly set. And once you understand the formula, which I'll share the formula today, now just because I share it today doesn't mean that you're going to use it today. It doesn't mean that you're going to master it today, but it starts with learning it. It starts with becoming aware of it. All right. Let me, speaking of Ziglar, let me acknowledge them. They're one of our strategic partners. And let's also acknowledge restaurantowner.com and Infusionsoft for being our quarterly sponsor for the third or fourth time. I've lost track now. They love us. We love them. We're learning a lot from them. They're learning a lot from us. So wonderful, wonderful thing. Remember, above all, that you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So that's one of the first keys to reaching your goals is, Zig Ziglar said, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So in your goal setting, in your planning, make sure that you've got built in how you're going to make a difference in the world. So we're going to talk about GPS today. This is what I call your roadmap to phenomenal success. See, when I was growing up, we had something called a map. It was made on this stuff called paper, and you folded it out, and some of you can relate to that because you're past 50, as I am 50. What am I? 53. Yes. Okay. And I don't know what they used in Rick's day. I mean, I don't think that paper had even been invented yet. Couldn't resist, Rick. But today we've got this thing called GPS. In fact, speaking of Rick, who, for those of you that don't know, is our head coach in the Inner Circle. He is was with Dale Carnegie for 33 years, and he is a master leadership trainer, master sales trainer, master goals trainer. He owned the Houston franchise for over 20 years, and I met him here in Houston, but it just so happens that we are both originally from L.A., Lower Alabama. Now, I grew up rich. I grew up poor and wasn't rich by any means, grew up on welfare, and Rick, I think, had a little bit better off than I did. But anyway, the thing is that Rick and I went to Puerto Rico, and I just pulled out my iPhone, and he was amazed that the map system, how well it worked there. I mean, there were these little bitty roads, and we just got around all over Puerto Rico with that little GPS system right on the iPhone. So you guys are familiar with a GPS system, and what that does is get you, what GPS does is it gets you from where you are to where you want to go. And again, GPS stands for goals, plans, and systems. So you got to know where you're going. You got to have a plan of how to get there. And you've got to have a system to get you there. So my favorite place in the whole world is Destin, Florida, and my goal is to always be there except for the occasional travel where I'll go and travel and speak because I love to get out and go connect with you guys. But you got to have a clear destination in mind. One of the things about goals is that without clearly defined goals, you'll never know where you're going and when and if you ever get there. And then you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a roadmap of getting there. And then you've got to understand, what are the systems that I'm going to use? And systems are so important in business. At Ziglar, Ziglar says that they're in the transportation business. Now, of course, Some of you may or may not know that Tom Ziegler and I have traveled around the world over the last 2 years, over 2 years now, sharing the Born to Win message and teaching together and doing full-day workshops, not counting all the many other things that we do. In fact, Rick and I are leaving next week to go up to Ziegler, and I'm going to do some filming up there with Tom. But Ziegler's always said that they're in the transportation business. They're not in the training business. They're not in the products business. They're in the transportation business, helping you get from where you are to where you want to be. And the greatest business lesson that I've ever learned, and the greatest business lesson that you can ever learn, is this. Now, you've got to keep this in mind, that I grew up very poor, on welfare, got kicked out of the house when I was 18 years old, climbed on a Greyhound bus, came to Houston, Texas, literally had 25 cents in my pocket. I started my first business out of the trunk of my car over 29 years ago, struggled for 13 long years. And then I read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, and I learned two secrets that changed my life. One of them is that you got to have systems in your business. See, I can have goals, I can have plans, but if I don't have a good system, if I have the kind of car that I had when I graduated high school, I mean, this thing was a bomb. I bought it for $250. I mean, it was so bad that every time I cranked it up, it didn't have a muffler, and so it was so loud it vibrated the neighborhood, and the exhaust came up into the car through the cracks in the floorboard, so you had to have the windows down, rain or shine, otherwise you're gonna die. And when I decided to go to Houston, I sold that thing. Before I went to Houston, I sold that thing. It broke down in a parking lot, and I just sold it, sent it to the junkyard for $25. In fact, I don't even think I got the $25. I think my friend got it. But I learned that you got to have good systems in your business. We'll talk a little bit about that today, but one of the things that you want to learn from us is how to build systems in your business. So I learned this from Michael Gerber, and then got my first business turnkey, took it over to $3 million a year, and about 17 years ago started helping small business owners learn the systems that I've developed in my business. And we're so blessed today because in our coaching membership, the Inner Circle alone, we have 52 different industries that are excelling with these systems that we teach. So the first lesson that I learned is that you got to have systems in your business if you're going to be phenomenally successful and really get where it is that you want to go. And I know where you want to go. I know where you want to go. You want to go the same place that every small business owner wants to go, where you get in a place where you can do what you want to do when you want to do it. Now, obviously, we have responsibilities, and obviously, we want to work hard and all those kinds of things. But many of us are stuck doing things that we don't want to do because we don't understand how to build systems in our business. The other secret that I learned was this one, and I call this the greatest secret, the greatest business lesson that you can ever learn, is that your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And that was the quote that got me in Zig Ziglar's last book. I had been sort of just helping Tom and doing some video webcasts and things like this. He and his dad were writing this book, which they thought might be Zig's last book, but weren't sure. And we put they put a chapter in the last chapter of the book was called Born to Win for Business Leaders. And it was based around my quote that your business exists for one reason only, as a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Now, the first thing that GPS does, there's a couple things I want to share about the graphic that's on the slide right there. The first thing that GPS does is it has to identify where you are. Now, I may love Destin, Florida. I know how to get there. I don't need a map. I don't need a GPS. I don't need anything. I know exactly how to drive there. But if you blindfold me, and you take me on a ride out here in the Texas countryside and let me out on the side of the road, if there are any road signs, if I can't, it's going to be hard for me to get there because I don't know which way to go first. I'm going to have to rely on a lot of other factors to be able to get there. So the first thing is to be able to assess where you are, not only in life, but also in business. All right. And I found that one of the biggest challenges that small business owners have is really being able to see where they are right now. Now, you feel the pain of not reaching your goals or not being able to make payroll or being in debt or whatever the case might be, but you don't really know how to assess it. And that last chapter of the Born to Win book and the business assessment that we do is so critical. And the life assessment using the Wheel of Life is an incredible tool. Let me share about three things about this Wheel of Life. Number one, you can assess how you're doing in the seven core areas of life. Personal being your lifestyle, what you like to do. Family, your relationship with your family members, as much as it depends on you. How many of you know that it's not easy to change someone else? And if you are going to change someone else, like Zig said, you got to change yourself first. Your career. As a business owner, this is what you actually do in the business. Physical. Somebody said that they wanted to lose weight. And what are your physical goals and how are you doing in that area? Mental. These are the things that you want to learn or need to learn and where you are right now. Spiritual. This is where you are spiritually compared to where you need to be. And then financially, when I talk to business owners, I mean that what's the personal income that you're taking out of that business? See, there's the wheel of life, and then there's the wheel of business, okay? And so how are you doing in those areas? That's the first thing that GPS does, and that's what GPS continues to do along the way. GPS continues to assess, but we don't have any way of assessing how we're doing many times. I mean, we just go off and then all of a sudden we find ourselves in a ditch somewhere or lost or taking a scenic route. How many of you other than me have taken the scenic route? I know I have. It's like, what are you doing? How many of you had made some big mistakes in 2013? I got my hand up. I know I have. Man, I'm thinking about a few different things that I did. I was like, oh, well, let's see, that cost you $30,000. I hope that sooner or later pans out, you know. But by the same token, we had a record year in all my businesses. We're doing better than we ever have been. So here's the cool thing. The cool thing is that failure is an event. Yesterday really did end last night. Failure is an event, not a person, Zig says. Yesterday really did end last night. We have a brand new day. We have a brand new year. And the fact is that most of you probably had some cool wins along the way in the year also. You know, if you're not making mistakes, if you're not failing, you're not trying very hard. People who play not to lose rarely win. And if they win, it's by accident. So assessing how you're doing, setting some goals in all seven of these areas, assessing how you're doing. In the Ziglar Planner, you assess these areas every single day. You just do a little plus or a minus, a little check off in that planner. This is how I did on my family relationships today. Did I move my career forward? You know, did I eat right? Did I exercise? You see. And then there are two more statements I want to make about this wheel. This wheel is so powerful. The second statement that I want to make is that Zig Ziglar says that success is living a balanced life. How many of you know that if I make a lot of money and everything's messed up at home, that's not a phenomenal life? That's not winning. That's not success. By the same token, I could be super spiritual but deep in debt and owe everybody in the world. There's something wrong with that picture. You're not always going to be in balance. You're not going to be in balance every day. When I travel, I'm not with my wife. I'm not at home. I don't check a plus on family. But at the end of the week, at the end of the month, as you go along, if we don't address these issues, if we're out of balance, we're going to have a pretty rough, rocky road in life. The third thing that I love about this wheel is it helps you to create a vision for your life. As you look at this wheel and you think about where you want to be, you think about where you are, the fact is that this wheel gives us a lot of guidance in those different areas. What do we really want that to look like? We look at personal. What's my lifestyle goals? What do I want my work schedule to be? In my business, in career, what role do I want to fulfill? The business turnkey business owner, the general manager, the customer service manager, the technician, or the production part of your business, you see. And what's my vision of how much do I want to weigh? What's that vision? So you can develop an incredible vision from this wheel. And then the same thing is true with your business. There's five spokes on the business wheel. Marketing is everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Sales is everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Operations is everything that you do to service your customers. Administration is all the tracking of the numbers and the internal office systems. And leadership is influencing the rest of that, communicating and planning and making sure that all of that takes place. Again, the one and only reason, honey, I got the video camera on.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, everybody, this is my wife, Denise. She came in to kiss me. Oh, thank you, honey.
Day. I just prayed for you. So.
You prayed for me?
Of course. Yes, I did.
We normally pray together, so thank you, honey. I love you.
Okay, have a good day. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Denise. We'll be married 30 years this year. And now last night, I don't know if you saw my Facebook post or not, but I was flirting with another woman. She's 103. She was 103 yesterday, and she gave me a little kiss right here on my cheek. Anyway, the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Now, notice that there are two words down there that we're going to look at very closely. First of all, when you have a vehicle, this is the Born to Win vehicle. This is my favorite vehicle in the whole world. It's a bicycle with a little basket on it. And, I have a bike like this, actually. This is Tom Ziegler's bike. This is the Born to Win bike and the Born to Win training. And I actually have a bike similar to this down in Destin. It doesn't have a horn, but it has one of those little bells on it. And I don't have a flag, so if one of my staff members would remind me to, or remind Tom, let Tom know that we need to produce some of these flags. I've always wanted to have a flag on my bike. So anyway, so Zig says that everybody wants to be happy, healthy, at least reasonably prosperous. Some people want to be unreasonably prosperous, and that's okay, to be secure, to have friends, to have peace of mind, to have good family relationships, and to have hope for the future. When you're winning, when you're reaching your goals, that should be the result. After all, would you leave any one of these out? Would you give all of your money to have health if you were unhealthy? If you're on your deathbed dying of some disease, would you give all your money to have your life back? Absolutely, you would. So it's called a vehicle, and you'll have to go through the Born to Win training to understand what the bike is all about. And but just briefly, I'll run through it real quick. Of course, you've got the seven areas of life here on the back wheel. You've got the five areas of business on the front wheel. You've got the seat of character. If you don't have character in your life, when you hit bumps in the road, you don't have character and integrity, then you're not going to make the right decisions. and it's going to be painful through life. Tom talks about the gears, and those are training that you go through, the CDs, the books, the coaching, the seminars, all those kinds of things. And I can tell you without hesitation that one of the reasons that I've reached a lot of goals in life, and I could go on about the goals that I've reached, but I've reached a lot of goals, and been able to accomplish by the grace of God. But I can tell you that learning and doing what you're doing right now has had the biggest impact on my business. I've got tons of books. I got 50 books stacked up right now that I haven't read yet that I'm going to get through eventually. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I still buy more books. Why would I buy more books when I got 50 books sitting there? Because I'm going to get to those books eventually. I buy all the packages. I go to all the seminars. I invest a lot of money on my education. I invest up to $100,000 a year on coaching and training and doing those kinds of things. But what's the result? I reach more of my goals. I learn. I take it to the next level. And then down here on the pedal, you got PC, and that stands for persistent consistency, which was one of the things that Zig always taught, is that consistency is working on your goals every day. Persistent is taking it to the next level, as I just mentioned. And then, of course, to be complete, we've got to put God in the center of everything. That was Zig's big secret. So let's talk about life goals. My first book that came out in 2012 was an Amazon.com bestseller. That was a goal. And Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life is all about the seven areas on that back wheel. The how to be a phenomenal success in all seven of those areas. See, I believe that you can be a borderline 11 on all 10. Now, there'll be some things that happen in your life. There'll be circumstances that happen in your life that maybe you can't be healthy because you have some sort of condition or whatever as an example. But what we're talking about here is we're talking about doing the best that you can with the hand that you've been dealt. See, that's what we're really talking about. And so in this book, which all of you have a copy of, and even if you're not one of our members, I have it, the audio available on my website for free right now, because I want everybody who wants to follow me to know my heart, to know what I'm about. Bob Berg says people do business with those that they know, like, and trust. I hope that's what happens with you if you're just joining us. But I talk about all seven of those areas, and what life stands for is living in freedom every day. See, the fact is that there are two places that you have, your heart and your mind, that nobody can touch except for you and God. See, nobody can tell you who you're going to be and what you can do. They want to try to do that, but you have to decide who you're going to be and what you're going to do. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But the fact is that you can be free. Even if you are in prison, you can be free. Because freedom is all about what's happening in your heart and in your mind and how you're responding to the circumstances of life. See, you don't live your life by circumstance. My little friend Elizabeth, who is 103 yesterday, said, I asked her what her secret was, and she said 90% attitude, 10% circumstance. Isn't that cool? I mean, I just think about Zig when he says, you know, your attitude determines your altitude. And I think about, hey, you know, you're going to have things that happen in your life, but really if you have the right attitude, you respond rather than react, then the fact is that, you know, that might account for 10%. Sometimes you're going to just get lucky, but how many of you know that luck follows those who are taking massive action? So it's called living in freedom every day. And then I have a goal system of my own that complements what Zig teaches. And, of course, G is for goals. O is for organization. A is for action. See, vision, a goal without action is just a daydream. New Year's resolutions, we come up with a lot of goals, a lot of plans. Man, I'm going to do this year. But if we don't take action, we call it in the inner circle FTI, failure to implement, failure to execute. It's true for all of us. And so the thing is that you're always going to have a level of FTI. But the cool thing is that you move up the level, that the things that I didn't implement this last year, the things that I made a mistake on, the strikeouts that I had, were just a little bitty part amongst all the things that did go well, all the massive action that we took and all the wins and the good performance that we had. So you get organized, you set your goal, you get organized with the Ziegler Planner, and you learn how to use that system. You take action, and then L is for learning. L is for learning. There's two types of learning here. One is learning from the action that you took. Learning from the action that you took. One of John Maxwell's newest books, can't keep up with him, he produces so many books, but his latest, I guess, main book, if you will, that came out, they're always repurposing all of his stuff, is called Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. See, you take action, you learn what worked, what didn't work, but if you're not assessing, if you're not paying attention to it, if you're not tracking your personal success, if you're not tracking your business success, if you're not tracking your marketing, if you're not tracking your profit loss, if you're not tracking, if you're not assessing as you go, you're not learning. See, people who don't learn from their mistakes are the ones who are not successful. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing the same way over and over, expecting a different result. So vision without action is just a daydream, but action without vision is a nightmare. So we got to have both. Vision, goals, plus action equals phenomenal success. Then once you learn what works and what doesn't work, you put it into a system. So S is for systems. And then finally, the exclamation point stands for inspiration. And the reason that I talk a lot about inspiration is because that's the key to implementation. See, if I don't believe that it's going to work, if I don't have any hope for the future, I'm not going to act. If I think that's just a dumb idea, I'm not going to implement. If it's hard, if I don't have the support, if I don't have the training, if I don't have the know-how, if I have a lot of fear, see, I'm not going to implement. So we've got to be, part of our job is to inspire you, to show you what's possible. But inspiration is not a flash in the pan type of thing. Sometimes when we talk about inspiration, people think that we're talking about, you know, getting excited and just getting hyped up, but there's no substance there. No, that's not what we're talking about. First of all, we teach hard work, action. This stuff's hard. But once you learn it, it becomes easier, all right? And so inspiration is not just this get excited with no substance. Inspiration is a fire that's kindling on the inside of you because you found out the most important thing that you can find out in life, and that is who you are, what you're supposed to do. In Born to Win, Zig Ziglar says that it's our responsibility to know what our purpose is. He said that successful people know what they want. You may not have that vision yet, but how many of you could get inspired today at looking at that wheel and just saying, man, I can honestly give myself a 9 or a 10 all the way around that wheel. What a great feeling. What a great feeling. See, people grow and take extraordinary action through only two things: inspiration or desperation. See, that same wheel that you look at on your life or on your business can give you either inspiration or it can give you desperation. We've done a lot of these workshops and gone through the full assessment where there's 10 statements on each of the business wheels, and you can just hear the groans and you can see the zero. There's not even a zero. People give themselves a zero. There's a one. There's the twos and the threes. We know it. And maybe we become desperate enough by seeing it that we get inspired. That happened to me with weight loss. I got desperate enough to do something about it. And then when I saw the possibilities, I got inspired again. Later on, I got uninspired. And I've been hoping to finally make myself desperate enough to get inspired again. And now that's happening. I'm getting inspired again. So this is why it's so important. GPS tracking is so important, because we've got to keep a pulse on where we are in life and where we are in business. That's what you do on a trip. What journey is more important than your life journey? And if the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals, and it's the vehicle that you're relying on other than the grace of God, and God will help you with that vehicle if you'll help yourself. If it's the vehicle that you're counting on, shouldn't we be desperate enough or inspired enough to work on it? Chuck Coonrod, who wrote one of the best management books I've ever read, says, without clearly defined goals, we'll never know where we are or where we're going and if and when we get there. Without clearly defined goals, clearly defined, we will never know where we are going and if and when we get there. He also says, without clearly defined goals, we will be forced to focus on activity and ultimately become enslaved by it. Folks, that's action without vision. All right, so let me see how we're doing on time, and I want to see if one of our guys wants to make a couple of comments, and I'll look at the questions and feedback. Let me know how we're doing. Rick, John, Santi, give me any feedback so far that you'd like to.
Howard, this is Rick. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Good, thank you. In listening to this, this brings back so many memories. Of course, I was very fortunate to work for a company that was very goal-driven for those 33 years, and the study that Zig talks about in his books about from Harvard, I was able to read that a long time ago, and it really had an impact on my life because I guess I had a sinful nature. I liked money. And when I read from that study at Harvard that people who had goals, who had written goals, made twice as much money as those who did not, and that they made 10 times as much money if they were written down. And they were also 10 times more effective. Now, like you, you know, we didn't have some of the, maybe the education that we wanted way back then, but I figured if I could do that one thing and make a good living, I could do that. And so I did, and I started setting goals. And that's the thing I know in working with our members, that a lot of times we have this in our head, but we're not putting it down on paper. And as you said just a while ago, that the first step is getting us down on a notebook and writing right. these goals. And I have found that when the vision and the goals are clear, that pulls us towards them. But what makes the vision fuzzy is mental clutter. As you just talked about, we get, with what that gentleman just quoted, that we get busy doing these activities.
Yes.
And it robs us of the performance that we need to be doing on the job every day. So the key to performance, I have found, is just like we talked about in our daily capsule, a quiet time, whatever you want to call it, is to get our day started out early without emotions, because once you walk in that office and, you know, you get hit with 19 different things. So if you'll have that quiet time, your time capsule in the morning,
yep.
and start working on that process, finding out what the priorities are for the day, the projects you need to be focusing on.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's easy,
right?
But it's simple,
yeah,
and
right.
it works.
That's right.
And if this one thing will do that for the people will do this, you're going to find it can literally change your life. And now you just sent out a packet to everybody. You know, you had the general goals procedure chart and the
right.
personal performance record.
Yep.
If folks will get that and that simple dimple 90-day business plan
that
you
huh?
sent along with that, yes. And if you just take these tools, I know this sounds like it's so simple, but if we'll just take the packet that you sent out, and you just do nothing but focus on what's in that packet.
Right.
I mean, take action,
right.
but follow it.
Yep.
It literally can change your life, and it can change your business. Yep. I've seen it happen too many times. So those of you who got it, and those of you who are guests on the program today, I'd love for everyone to be able to get something like that, Howard, because I think it's an invaluable tool. If, like you said, we just take action towards it. That's the key, is action, because, you know, you can have a great vision. Can have a great mission statement. You can even have a strategy. But if you don't have a plan and you don't have systems, then basically what you've got is hot air.
That's right.
So this is why these goals, to me, are so important. And I'm very fortunate in the fact that working with about 65 or 70 of our members, that the ones who are getting after this material and really working it, they are accomplishing their goals. So
That's
I was
right.
on the pod yesterday with a lot of folks from Australia, and, man, I can't believe some of the things that folks are accomplishing even over there. So the system works. We just got to work the system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the packet that Rick is talking about is, thank you, Rick, is our Inner Circle packet. What we're going to do this year that's a little bit different than last year. Last year, every couple of months, we sent you a couple of CDs. So everybody, you know, you have the system, you have it on the Inner Circle website. And then we included a copy of the business plan. We have the Wheel of Life exercise in there and the tools that we're going to use over the next month. And in just a minute, I'm going to share with you the Inner Circle schedule. And so we're going to literally this year guide you through all six of the systems, starting with the GPS tracking, because I've found the same thing that Rick has found, is that we're teaching all this stuff, but many times we aren't doing it. And so in the pods and the weekly pods and at the conference and on the webinar, we're going to pull all of that together. And those of you who are not members yet, you'll be able to get some of that stuff at the conference and with the offer that I'm about to make here in just a minute. So let me get finished up with goals, because there's some really good meat that I need to share with you real quick, and we're running a little bit short on time. And I've got so much to share with you and over the next several weeks and at the conference, I'm going to share so much with you on goals and plans and systems and things like that. We really do care about your success. We really do want you. We know just like Rick said, that the system does work if you work it. All right, so let me finish up here. Okay, so first of all, G stands for goals, And SMART goals are specific, they're measurable, they're attainable, they're relative, and they're time sensitive. So you got to be very specific on your goals. If you can't measure it, you can't really set it. So instead of saying lose weight, you're going to say I weigh X amount of pounds, all right? Attainable, that means short-term goals. You're going to have short-term goals, mid-term goals, long-term goals, and you're going to have dreams that are kind of like the impossible. Relative, let's stay focused. Sometimes we set these, you know, off-the-wall goals that take us away from our total vision. For example, and I do the same thing. It's just fun stuff that I want to do. And, you know, the more successful you become, the more scenic trips you can take without it hurting you too much. And then you've got to have a deadline or a timeline on your goals. Have the end in sight. This is part of the vision. I'm gonna work with you guys next week, Inner Circle members, on developing your vision and your dream. After that, we're going to work on the organizational system. I'll teach you my organizational system, how I use the planner. But have the end in sight. So let's just say if you wanted to, one of my goals is to pay off my dream property in Florida. Now, we could easily pay that off, but I've got all my stuff in investments and stuff like that. I get penalties when I take that stuff out. So I'm going to pay that off through profits, right? And so let's say that, you know, you had a goal to pay something off. Let's just say it's $300,000 and you want to do that in 1 year. Then you're going to break that down by the month. You're going to break that down by the week. You're going to break it down by the day. Your sales goals in your company, that's exact. Those of you that have been to our shop, and by the way, we're going to do a tour of my company at the conference, February 6th through 8th, and you'll see this, but we track our sales every single day. We have our goal, we break it down, this is how much we need to do every single day, and we track it, we chart it, that's GPS. Write it down. Put it out there where you can see it, like Rick just said, and constantly review your goals and your progress. That's GPS. And by all means, use the Ziegler Planner. Now, there's several ways to use it. The best way is to get your own leather-bound planner from Ziegler.com. Also, on the Inner Circle website and in your packet that we sent out, there's some templates that you can use. And if you have the Born to Win CD series, it's also on one of those. The workbook is on that CD as well. Okay, so let's get into real quick in closing. I want to share the 6 reasons to set goals and the 7 steps of doing so. I've got a lot to cover still, so we may go over just a little bit. I'll give you a little bonus time, but there's just so much that I want to share. First of all, the 6 reasons to set goals. Goals bring the future into the present, and the present is the only time we can take action. Setting goals makes it possible to do something today to create the future you want. If you don't plan your time, someone else will help you waste it. People get twice as much done the day before they go on vacation because they plan. They set goals. You make a list and you check over that list. You knock those things out. You got to live every single day like you're going on vacation. Number 4, goal setters, as Rick just said, it's proven, make more money than people who don't set goals. Number 5, goals keep you focused on the things that really matter and help you avoid wasting time on things that are unproductive. Zig called that a wandering generality versus a meaningful specific. So we all want to be a meaningful specific instead of a wandering generality. Success is not by accident. All right, and then 6 is setting goals, and this is from Tom Ziegler. Setting goals gives direction and purpose to all that you do. Goals are the links in the chain that connect activity to accomplishment. Action without vision, folks, is a nightmare. Now, my 4 reasons that goals aren't met, number 1 is the I can't factor, the way that you see yourself. Oh, I could never do that. Oh, I mean, listen, I grew up on welfare. today I'm the exclusive trainer, small business trainer for the Zig Ziglar Corporation. I mean, I could go on and on, and I won't, but just who could have ever imagined? See, and I'll get to that. I want to get to who you are here in just a minute, because that's the key. If you think that you can take those two words out of your vocabulary, we live by circumstance, the activity instead of the vision. Don't live your life out of circumstance. Some people, we allow people to influence us. Surround yourself with people who care about your dreams and goals, not the people who are going to poo-poo on it. And number four is you have the wrong goals. See, everybody has goals. Probably a lot of you are going to watch the Super Bowl. That's a goal. You're going to put it on your calendar. You're going to be sitting there in front of your TV more than likely. That's a goal. So set the goals that are going to help you get to where you want. Now, Zig's seven steps of goal setting. Number one, identify the goal. So you got to have clearly defined goals. You got to be able to see it before you can do it. Number two, list the benefits. Here's where the inspiration comes in. What's in it for me? You know, what do you get out of this? I mean, let's just think about it for a second. Would you like to be able to travel around the world? Like to be debt-free? Be a multimillionaire? Now, you may or may not want to. Have a wonderful, beautiful relationship with your family. Be a godly person that man, people just like, wow, this person's making a difference in my life. And you go through all the benefits of those seven areas of life. Guess what? I know that you can be a borderline 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. List the benefits. That's what gets you fired up. And this is all in the Ziglar Planner, by the way. List the obstacles to overcome. You're going to have challenges. You know, sometimes I set goals and I start having problems. I'm like, why in the world did I even do that? I mean, that was just the dumbest thing in the world. Next thing you know, I start, okay, I'm going to just dig in. That's a habit and a lifestyle and a value that I have. I'm going to get in there and scrap on that thing a little bit. And next thing you know, bam, it worked. It was hard. And then the next time, it's easier. Number four, list the skills and knowledge required. Remember the mental spoke on that wheel. We're going to have training. We're going to have skills and knowledge to get there. And one of the keys is to get around people who are already doing what it is that you want to do. That's why I got around Zig Ziglar. That's why I get around John Maxwell, Michael Gerber, and all those guys that Rick Jones, that's why I do that. Identify the people and groups to work with. This is what the Inner Circle is all about. This is what Phenomenal Products is all about. This is what Ziglar is all about. This is what RestaurantOwner.com is all about. We will help you get there. We care about your goals. Number six, here it is. Develop a plan of action. And then number seven, set a deadline for achievement. Now, here's the most important part of today, and then I'll get into our special offer for today. Zig says, it's not what you get when you reach your goals, it's what you become when you reach your goals. It's what you become as you strive for your goals. It's what you become as you take this action and you learn from it. You become a better and different person. And I also want to look at the other side of it. The other side of it is what you actually accomplish, what you actually do is going to be partly having the system there, but most of it is going to come from that inspiration. And that inspiration, the best inspiration that I can think of is really understanding who you are. See, Zig says that the reason people don't reach their goals is, number one, fear. That stands for false evidence appearing real. The second is a poor self-image. And the third is they don't know how. So if I have a poor self-image or I have fear, then I'm not even going to use the system. And that's what happens is the system's right there. It's there, but we have to have the inspiration. We got to know that we can do it. So one of my goals in life is to help people understand who they are. Zig says you are born to win. You're a winner. You are born to win. But to be the winner you're born to be, you've got to plan to win. You got to prepare to win. And then and only then can you expect to win. But when you plan to win and you prepare to win, you can expect to win. And when you see yourself as a winner, you're going to expect that you can win. And you're going to figure out how. Zig also said, you are what you are where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. So here's the question. Who do you think you are? And that's so important because you cannot perform in a manner inconsistent with the way that you see yourself, Zig says. How do you see yourself? In fact, I'm going to have a little challenge for the Inner Circle members. Now, this is going to be a little bit corny, almost like our Phenomenal You song. But, hey, what if we just started saying to ourselves every day that, you know, I'm born to win. I'm a phenomenal product. I'm designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. I told those of you that are here as our guest that if you showed up live that you would get a free gift. And this video may be, I know this is a big statement, but may be the most important video that you ever watch. And the reason is I'm convinced that success is born out of how we see ourselves, what we think about, what we allow to come in our mind, just as Zig just said. And I'm writing a new book, I'm almost done with it, called Think and Be Phenomenal, The 5 Levels of Becoming a Phenomenally Successful Person. Because you're going to do inconsistent with how you see yourself. Zig calls it be, do, and have. And in this video, I outline the 5 levels of becoming a phenomenally successful person. These are the 5 stages, the 5 levels that you're going to go through as you're trying to flesh out these goals. This is going to be so helpful February 1st. It's going to be so helpful February 14th. It's going to be so helpful as you go along when that inspiration begins to wane and you need to figure out what's going on with yourself so that you can build the habits that you need to build. So we'll send that out to you. We'll send the link out to you by email. Those of you that are in the Inner Circle, you have the entire mega conference on the Inner Circle website that we sent out. We posted on there, and this video is the opening video of the Phenomenal Mega Conference. So again, goals, plans, and systems get you from where you are to where you want to be. I do have a little bit of bonus content. I want to go through the Simple Dimple business plan real quick, just to highlight it, and the 6 systems. But before I do that, I want to respect everybody's time here and be respectful of your time. Those of you who are guests, I want you to, here's our special offer, okay? This is a conference that you don't want to miss. If you can get there in any way, shape, form possible, February 6th through 8th, we're going to have the 2014 Secrets of a Phenomenal Business Conference, and that's featuring Michael Gerber. Michael Gerber was called the number one small business guru in the world by Inc. magazine. Changed my life. His work has impacted 70,000 small business owners, businesses on the planet in 145 countries. Also, we'll teach you how to build systems, how to stop being a slave to your business, have more freedom. Dave Fry, how to get all the referrals you want. I'm going to teach you my ultimate marketing systems. We can never learn enough about marketing, how to reach your biggest goals. In fact, let me go to the website here real quick. I am the first Ziglar Legacy trainer on the planet. And for the first time at a live conference, I'll be delivering the Ziegler Legacy training. And we're going to get deeper into this goal setting. And and work on our goals a little bit more. Okay, so that's session one. Session two, and those of you that are Inner Circle members, you come for free. You can just go on the Inner Circle website under live events, and it'll be right there where you can register. Those of you who are not members, you can attend for as little as $497 for the company. You bring your spouse or business partner, and you only have to put $99 down. It ends up costing you a little bit more when you do the payment plan, but we've got an easy payment plan of $99 down. Session two, how to plan your business for phenomenal success. We're going to complete the Simple Dimple business plan. We're going to work on that for about 2 months because the fact is, in the past, we've skimmed over it, and we've had some good long sessions, but we just haven't done it. I mean, you guys haven't done it. We've taught it. Sorry. But anyway, and I understand. I've been there. I make the same mistake sometimes, but I'm so focused on my business plan nowadays because of what it will do for me. Session three, how to create a flood of referrals without even asking for them by referral marketing expert David Fry. This is the guy I go to when I need marketing advice. The guy is amazing. Wait till you see some of the new stuff that he's doing. Session four, I'm going to teach you my ultimate marketing systems. And then you're going to also, session five on the day one, is you're going to meet real business owners that have added over $100,000 a year to their businesses. All right. Day two, we're going to go on an optional tour of my company. And then those of you that aren't members, we're going to get in a session of exactly how to develop those systems in your business. And those of you who are members for the first time in a long time, we're going to have member-only sessions during that time. So we're going to have a bunch of breakouts throughout the day. And then on day three, we're going to have Michael Gerber. And the last session will be how to automate your sales and marketing, develop those automatic marketing systems that you need. So to register, and there's a bunch of bonus items on here too. You'll get my training package for free where you'll learn all the six systems, the GPS, the marketing, sales, operations, administration, leadership. You'll be able to stay on the online training. If you enjoyed today, you'll be able to get on our webcast for the next few weeks all the way up to the conference. You can bring your spouse at no additional charge. And you want to register now because on January 15th, the rate's going to go up again, okay? So, anyway, there may be a little typo in there, but register now because you'll be changed most in your business by attending live events. Now, let me give you the last piece before we close, and then I'll take questions. But go ahead and register. Those of you who are not members, go to howardpartridgeroundtable.com. howardpartridgeroundtable.com. Okay? Now, as you, those of you that are members, you have a copy of the business plan, but I promised our non-members that I would give them the components of a business plan, what you need to have in place. Number one, you need to have these assessments where you can assess your business and your life. Number two, you've got to have clearly defined goals, what your business vision is and your personal goals. You've got to have a mission for your business. What do we do every day to get there? What are our values? What is our purpose? You share that all with your team. I have a very simple organizational chart that you want to have so that you can see what moves you're going to make in the future, where you're going to position everybody in your company. You need to have a 12-month financial forecast. You need to have your sales goals broken down by the month, by the week, by the day. And then you need to have a marketing plan, which on this document we walk you through the steps of planning out your marketing. And then what we work with week in and week out, and what you want to put in your planner, is to have your Phenomenal Four projects. Do what we call our daily time capsule. In 2 weeks, I'll teach you the organizational system, how to use the planner, how to stay focused and organized, and how to set your Phenomenal Four projects. And then finally is the six systems. If you learn, understand, and apply these six systems, I can promise you, you'll have more success. First of all is the GPS tracking system. Second is Phenomenal Leadership Systems. Third is Phenomenal Marketing Systems. Fourth is Phenomenal Sales Systems. Five is Phenomenal Operations Systems. And then lastly is the Phenomenal Administration Systems. You got to know these systems. You've got to practice these systems. And you've got to have your people. You've got to exercise some leadership and get these systems in place. Now, what happened to my little icon here? Did I get disconnected or something? Where's my thing? Did I get disconnected? Oh, here we go. Woo! All right, there we go. Let's see here. Am I still... Where am I? There we go. Okay. I'd be like, that's bad. Okay, so let's have some Q&A time. Let me have my members go first. I know I'm running a little bit over, but let's go ahead and have some Q&A time. Who has my first question? Go ahead and type it in, and then we'll take questions for our non-members. If you're not a member yet, go to howardpartridgeroundtable.com, sign up for the conference, and then at the conference you can join up as a member if you want to, but you'll get the six training systems, and you'll be able to start learning the six systems right away. You and your spouse will be able to come to the conference. It's only $99 down. And then if you want to do the payment plan, you can save about $100 by doing a single investment. But go over there, check that out, howardpartridgeroundtable.com. Let me take any questions that you guys have. Let me start with my members first. So type in your question, or for a week, hold your peace. Speak now, or for a week, hold your peace. And also, all of you, we wouldn't mind if you type in how you enjoyed today. All right. Just type it in. Type it in. Okay, Cindy. I love this question. Should the goals that my employees make be just their goals, or if I think they're missing some goals that I have for them, should I revise their goals to include what I'd like to see? Let them do their own personal goals, but you need to work with them on their business goals, like their sales goals and things like that. Okay, let's see. All right, everybody's enjoying today, seems like. Good. Jeff, asking about Infusionsoft tutoring, yes. And if you'll contact Victoria, she can give you all the lowdown on that. We are going to do one special user session for those of you that have Infusionsoft that get it through us at the conference as well. Okay. All right, so anybody who has a question, non-member or a member alike, go ahead and type them in. I'm not getting a lot of questions from my members. Let's see. Patricia, you inspired me not only to work on my own company mission statement, but also a family mission statement. Excellent. Wonderful. Let's see. Do these programs work when you are solo and do not have employees yet? Absolutely. Many of our members don't have employees, so absolutely. Let's see. Bruce! Hello, Howard, and everyone else out there listening. I just wanted to share how excited I am about starting the new year off right. Thanks so much for the training and coaching. By the way, I am open water certified. Woo! Congratulations. A few of us are going to the Cayman Islands to dive, and so I got to finish up my certification. It'll be the first time for myself. Bruce has already been underwater, man. It's awesome. Okay. Now they're going fast. I can't keep up with them. Let's see. All right. Tim, do you find that systems tend to inhibit flexibility? No, and that's part of the system is when to improvise and when not to, and if the system doesn't work, what to do, and those kinds of things. So we can talk more about that on our call. Don, thank you so much for today. I know a lot more about setting goals. Excellent. Adams, let's see. If you could read only one book besides the Bible and E-Myth, what would you recommend? I need to have a system for answering this question because I've gotten this question before. Just start with Zig Ziglar. How about that? See at the Top or Born to Win. How about that? Let's see. Marla, thank you, Howard. It's amazing that I've heard this before, but I still learn more. Learning is a process. It has to hit an emotion before it will stick, and really, I really felt today. You know, that's exactly it. You know, it's there's so many things I listen to. I've heard it a million times before, but I get that one nugget, or it's just the right time for me. And by the way, folks, success is a process. It's a marathon. It doesn't happen overnight. Okay. Yvonne, isn't the purpose of your business included in the vision? How is it different? We are going to cover that in the next couple weeks. Okay. Melody, we have been working on our goals, vision, and mission over the holidays, but you have reminded me that there are a couple things we need to add to them. Excellent. Let's see. C, initial C. On average, how many hours should an owner be doing billable hours versus working on the company? That's going to depend on a lot of factors there, so that's not a simple answer to that. That's going to depend on where you are. That is a process also. The first step is to identify the things that you're not good at, that you're working on in the business, that somebody else could do better. And we have a little organizational chart, and when you download my book and you get the ebook, that organizational chart is in there. You start at the bottom and with the things that you're not good at. So I think that'll help you a lot. Let's see. Do you offer other webinars like this? And if so, are any in the evening? Don, we have... I don't know how many, let's just call it a few hundred webinars in our inner circle. If that would be something that you're interested in, we can contact you and give you some options on that. Okay. Dan Tankersley, dive your plan and plan your dive. I love it. Okay, Twanya, really enjoyed today's webinar. I've already signed up to attend the conference next month. Yay! Will I get the 6 systems sent to me, or do I need to order them? No, you should have already gotten a link. It's a digital download, so I'll have my office contact you on that. Okay, let's see. Still, this is, I won't mention the name, but still dealing with a bit with fear. What is the best way of combating this daily? You know, I think one of the best ways is to stay around people who believe in you, believe in your vision, that will encourage you. I think this planning process gives us a lot of encouragement that, you know, when you can see it and you say, okay, well, if I just take this step, there's really four steps. There's inspiration. Information, organization, training. Training gives you a lot of confidence. And then support, getting around people who have already done what it is that you want to do. Let's see. Susan says, systems do not inhibit flexibility. They provide freedom and time. Absolutely. Twanya, let me have my office contact you on that, okay? All right. James wants to know, how much did you pay? He's a fellow Ziegler Legacy trainer who's also an Inner Circle member now. He wants to know, how much did you pay Tom to call your name out first so you could be the first on the planet? James, it happened a long time before that day. I actually helped them put it all together and to think about it, plan. So there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that I invested, and I got to be the first one to put my application in. So that's how it worked. And I saw the little smiley face there. So anyway, everything's above board. Don't worry. Enjoy the information. Just you need to use it for transportation. Yep. Okay. All right. So, hey, Julene, thank you for the candy, by the way. Rick doesn't have his yet, but he'll have it next week. I thought I was going to see him last week in Destin, but I didn't end up going. So Julene says, I have the home study course. It really comes in handy at 2 a.m. when I'm making candy and having time to listen to you. That's awesome. Okay. Barbara, I'd like to be reminded of all these points. Could you please repeat the seven steps for setting goals? I lost the last two. You bet. How about if we do this? I'm going to send out a replay to everybody and along with the outline, okay? All right. Let me see what else. There's a few more things here, but I'm running a little bit short on time here. Blah, 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 blah. Greg, thank you for that tip on diving. Dimitri, yes. One of my mentors has been after me about a book list. I think I've got one on a blog somewhere, but okay. Thank you for reminding me to get that back on my schedule. Okay, so the last question that I'm going to answer is this one from Neil. Not Neil Atkinson, Neil. Slingerland, something like that. The question is, now we don't know each other, I don't think. Why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? Well, here's the reason. The reason is the same reason that everybody should be happy. I have a God who loves me. I have people who love me. I have the ability to make a difference. And I have learned enough about goals and personal development and spiritual things to bring meaning to my life. And I think that that's the trouble today, is that so many people don't have meaning to their life. as Zig said, they're a wandering generality rather than a meaningful specific. I'm convinced that's what the problem is with our youth. They don't know who they are. They don't know how to critically think. They don't know that God loves them, has a plan for them. And as human beings, we're created with that need. We have that need that to know that we're here for a reason. Why did God create us? So I'm grateful because I know that God loves me. And that's what we should all be grateful for, is that God loves you. He has a plan for you. He's for you, not against you. And your life has meaning. You can make a difference in the lives of others. In fact, I love that I have video right now, because this is a plaque that I have right here in my office. And it says, success is making a difference in the lives of others. Happiness is watching them grow because of it. So, again, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. When we focus on other people and stop focusing on our own problems, we'll become better people, we'll become happier as we see people grow because of it. All right. Okay, so I'm happy. You're happy. We should all be happy because of that. I'm Howard Partridge. My passion is your phenomenal success. Thank you for joining us today. Those of you who are members will continue this journey next week, and I'll see you all at the conference. Those of you who are not members, become a member. Start by coming to the conference. If you can't come to the conference, then get my home study course and become a member. And let's make 2014 the most phenomenal year we ever had. How about it? All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.